got boogie straps. It don't have trees and things like no way. But they got the thing of three crows back there. But these are things that fed into his hand, them shares. And he pulled by them shares back there. We used to have a boogie, but I never practiced no boogie a whole lot.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you would say he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
Now, suppose there was a log across the road. You would say, I tied a rope to it and...
drug it out of the road.
And we have, you'd say, we have what?
Clipped the road.
No, like you're going to say, we have done what? Quite a few stumps out of...
Oh, we pull up quite a few stumps out of the field.
You were dragging them. You would say, we have done what?
Well, drug quite a few stumps.
Okay. Now, what do you break the ground with in the spring?
Well, you break it with a plow. And nowadays, you see, it's two forms of that thing. Back yonder, we broke the ground with a plow with a mule pulling it. Now, these modern days, you break the ground with a disc and a tractor. So, both of them is breaking the ground.
What about the kind you use on a hill? Is that the same thing?
Well, yeah, the mule plow, if the hill too steep, you had the distance had to go straight down it. Because the tractor, you see, it turned over.
No,
on
I'm
the
talking
last.
About plows now. There are different kinds of plows.
Some plows throw a stronger fork, like, say, you got one to call rosy clipper, it break up ground, it's an iron beam all over, you break up ground with, and that throw the big fours when you're breaking the ground. And you're supposed to put them plows aside, these throw too strong, they'll be knocking your little crop down with them kind of plows. Then you got another plow called an oliver, small oliver, which you cultivate that cotton with, or corn, cultivate that ground.
Now after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
A harrow, a cultivator.
Do you have any different kinds of harrows?
Well, yeah, you got a section harrow and you got a Joe harrow.
What's the difference?
Well, the section harrow is a harrow flat, like a slide with tooth on it. And a Joe harrow, it got three rows of teeth and got handles, and it's treated like a plow. A section harrow don't have no handle. It got a lever to flatten it or stand it up on the teeth.
Now, what is it that the wheels of a wagon
fit into?
Yeah.
Well,
the wheels of the wagon.
It fits into a hub, and then the hub is on the axle.
And what do you call the X-shaped frame you lay across a log to chop it? When you got to chop a log.
And what
you
do you
see the stove length pieces? There's an X-shaped frame. What is that called?
I never used that kind of.
What do you use then for sawing logs or firewood?
Well, you use a cross cut saw. We're talking about X frame, but you know,
I'm
saw.
Talking about the frame you use now.
We never use no frame to cut no wood. Now, if you call it a wood rack, if that's what you're talking about, made like X. Oh yeah, I know. I got one at my house.
What do you call that?
It's called wood rack. You see, it's like this. Uh-huh. You set a post, yeah. Uh-huh. And then you set a post, yeah. Uh-huh. Cutting how long you want it. Uh-huh. And then you nail a piece here and extend that. Then these pieces fasten down here to the ground and meet this way. And you put many of them X there as you want. And then you lay your wood in this X, your piece of wood. And then you cut it whatever length and... then you're cutting between these.
You see.
You see that?
Yes.
Well, I got that at my house. You can come down and look at it.
And what do you call that?
You call it a wood rack.
Now, when you